The following program is a presentation of the Fly Pod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
FlyPod.com. I'm Mark DeWitt. Welcome to Cover to Cover. Well, today we have something a little different. We have a CD here. It's called Harp of Hope. It's heart therapy for high blood pressure, anxiety, promoting deep sleep, and other problems that you might have. Diane Snyder, she is the harpist and my guest today. Diane, welcome.
Hi, Mark. Good to be here.
All right, Harp for Hope. You know, I've heard of vibration therapy, which Harp for Hope actually is. Is that correct?
Yes, Harp of Hope was my first CD that I used a certain protocol that I developed about 15 years ago. After doing some years of research in how to use harp vibrations for healing certain kinds of common symptoms that a lot of us have, such as high blood pressure, pain, anxiety, a lot of people some of our elders have Alzheimer's, and that can mean some agitation or panic attacks. And so there's history and there's information on what kinds of music and how to use it for calming those symptoms. So I wanted to explore that. So I researched, and eventually I created a way of sequencing tempos and certain choices of tones, whether high or low, making tones go up and some go down, and putting chords in a certain structure so that the whole package, when taken together, gradually helps lower blood pressure. It can calm an atrial fibrillation episode down. It really can relieve anxiety significantly. And I would say promoting deep sleep is the number one good effect, because many people who have bought the Harp of Hope CD have said, I've never gotten past the third song. So they're asleep within three or four songs. So, and I've actually put myself to sleep with it many, many times. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Harp of Hope, when I'm thinking of vibration therapy, I'm thinking of the chakras, and I'm thinking maybe of, and I listen to these also, like they're almost like bells ringing, just separate tones. Harp of Hope, is that pretty much what the therapy is, or is it actually songs?
Well, it is actually songs. It's a combination, a sequence, I should say, of 17 songs, starting with Green Sleeves, and it includes many popular older songs, such as Morning Has Broken, the Paco Bell Canon. It's a mixture of Celtic, classical, inspirational, and folk song. So when I say popular, I mean songs that we would know, Some have words, some do not, like Paco Bell Canon, but there's All Through the Night, there's the Welsh and other Celtic songs, there's The Water is Wide, Shenandoah, Kumbaya's on there, Nearer My God to Thee, Simple Gifts, Amazing Grace, Rock of Ages, Brahms' Lullaby, and then it ends with one of my own pieces, which is for just chilling out totally, total calming. And so sequentially, as you listen to the 17 songs, yes, the vibrations do travel throughout the body. And what the great thing about it is, I do live work in hospitals. I have worked for the Mayo Clinic for 9 years in many, many different departments, including psychiatry. And the vibrations travel through the skin and even into the bones and into the bone marrow. So there's no barrier to that. And you don't have to have me at your bedside. I've done years and years of live work in hospital settings, but you can use the CD, and it's very, very effective also. So
So, Diane, when you said that there are words with the songs, now, do we hear a choir behind the music or
no, I guess what I mean by that is it's purely instrumental, so it's all harp music. There's no singing on this CD. I just mean that some of the songs are songs that you would know the words to. Maybe Green Sleeves, Morning Has Broken, All Through the Night, The Water is Wide. You know, we're used to singing these songs. This CD is not vocal at all. It's purely harp sounds, harp vibrations coming at you from it. So
now you did a study, I guess, with the Mayo Clinic on vibration therapy. Tell me a little about that.
Well, yeah, it was some years ago. I was the lead researcher on the study with some of my colleagues from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and the Mayo Hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And we studied the effect upon 92 patients of having me do live bedside harp therapy for them. And that was a very interesting study because we had such amazingly excellent results. At least 50% of people received relief from it, and between 30 and 50% definitely received great advantage, and even more than that percentage did show improvement in their symptoms. So that's a pretty great percentage, and we were very happy that recently the study was actually published in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, which is a well-regarded journal. So we're quite happy about that, and that probably doesn't mean much to the average person who might be listening to us today, but the fact is what it means is we did a study under controlled conditions to see whether harp vibrations, when sequenced in this unique way, could bring relief to people for these symptoms. And I mean, those symptoms included nausea, which many hospitalized patients, this study was done in hospital, so these were hospitalized patients, but it was greatly helpful to lower their blood pressure, to relieve their nausea. It helped them find sleep again when they had not been able to sleep. Maybe they were post-op, you know, had surgery. And so overall, it's just, I often say it's not a magic bullet, but for the people for whom it works tremendously. And it can help a lot of symptoms at one time, Mark. If you have a headache, plus you can't sleep, and you're also nauseous, you know, you pop this on. I actually play it in the car, too, because it's so calming. It changes the whole atmosphere of the car inside, which the right kind of music can always change our atmosphere. And you feel hopeful. And actually, that was why I called it Harp of Hope. All my life, I wanted to do something. I actually wanted to write a book. When I was in high school, I said, someday I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to make it be something hopeful that would give hope to people. And you know what? It was only a few years ago, and I thought to myself, I never wrote that book. And then my eyes fell on my CD, and I said, oh my gosh, instead of writing my book, I produced Harp of Hope. So I hope it does bring hope to people.
You know, I'm surprised that you had that on in your car because the music could be so relaxing. Now, could you fall asleep while you're driving?
Well, I hope not. Maybe we should write that on the wrapper, on the outside cover of the CD to caution people. Yeah. But at least I think it'll make you alert. It'll make you just sort of in a relaxed alert state. Let's hope.
All right. Now, you know, Diane, I'm kind of surprised in a sense that the Mayo Clinic would do a study on vibration therapy because it seems like most hospitals, most people want to make money on what they find. With vibration therapy, it doesn't seem like that might be the case. How did this study come about?
Well, I was a theology professor in Minnesota, and I had been an attorney in my first career, an attorney for people with mental and physical disabilities. And so I had been in hospitals with clients and kind of got to know the system a little bit. And I guess the idea was that I had a deeper calling. I really didn't want to teach theology anymore. I felt I really haven't been using my music, and I was a harpist. And I said, you know, I had been reading about research that was done to music therapy which was began in the 1930s and 40s after the soldiers came back from the wars. And that interested me. And so I developed this protocol, and the Mayo Clinic happened to be very open-minded about a method. They wanted to use some kinds of methods that would bring relief to patients. And I credit them. You know, I think Mayo is a wonderful place. I kind of call it the Emerald City. The one in Rochester, Minnesota is a pretty imposing place. But I think that they just felt, let's try this. And they are more conservative in their approaches. They try to use methods that will be the most relieving and healthful for patients. So I was very, very glad that they hired me. And I've completed 3 years now just recently in Good Samaritan Hospital here in Cincinnati in the Department of Psychiatry. And our funds are finished there, so I'm not there at the moment, waiting to see what the next stage will be. So,
yeah, you know, I think it's great that they did this study, that you also did this study, and it's not really a pharmaceutical that could be dangerous or anything, because
that's
I would
right.
think that harp music vibration therapy would not have any consequences or anything.
Exactly. This is really what makes it so desirable, is that there is no bad side effect that can happen from using this. And many people will have excellent results that I don't even know about. Hundreds of people have emailed me. There are about 35,000 of these CDs out in the world now. I've donated quite a few to the Veterans Administration hospitals in the U.S., in the process of trying to get some overseas into the military hospitals overseas. We need method for doing that. Not all of these things. I'm just one person trying to do this. But people can go to my website, harpofhope.com, Google my name, Diane Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, kind of the Cincinnati way, and find out more. There's quite a lot of information there about how the vibration therapy works. And harp is different. You know, people say, can't I just use my piano the same way? And there's something in the resonance of harp and in the sustain that is very readily accepted by the human brainstem. And the human body really loves the harp. And I think most people know that by, if they ever hear a harp at a wedding or a funeral or somewhere, they say, that is so heavenly.
Yeah, angelic. So, that's what I would say.
Yeah. You're not the first person to associate harp with angels, right? It's in our artistic arts tradition too. So, yeah, I hope that people will want to try Harp of Hope. And it makes a great gift also for someone. I've even got an animal therapy edition of Harp of Hope. We found out veterinarians were buying this CD in bulk to sell in their practices and use with their dogs. And some dogs require chemo, or cats, and they're using it in Tufts and Boston, and many, many other veterinary places are using the same soundtrack to calm animals while they receive chemo or receive treatments or post-op. And of course, I use them with my own cats, Hamish, Angus, and Fiona. They get quite a lot of, I got three Scottish cats that hear a lot of harp music, you know.
when we had her dog, I tried singing to her, and she would yelp. I don't think she really liked my singing.
It didn't work.
No.
I don't understand that.
Like Diane said, if you have anxiety, if you have headaches, you may have health issues that Harp of Hope will help that Diane doesn't even know about, I guess. Is that correct?
Right. I have, as I say, we've got 35,000 of these CDs out there. I have no idea who's using them except those that email to me. Quite a few people do, I should mention, Mark, do use these for end-of-life care. I was 5 years a research doctor with Mayo Clinic, Jacksonville, Florida, serving on the palliative medicine consultative service there, and consulting and being at the bedsides of patients there at end of life, and sometimes going into private homes, which I still do that kind of work, being with people at end of life, literally. And many people use the CD at that time because, as I say, it transforms the atmosphere into a place that isn't so fearful, but more a place of hope and spirit and peace. And a lot of the pieces that are on the CD, Rock of Ages, Amazing Grace, Nearer My God to Thee, you know, these are not just songs. They're kind of like prayers. They're like prayers that people of all denominations have prayed when in time of grief or time of fear and turmoil. And we're in a time in history where it's not the most peaceful atmosphere in our world. And in any way that we can bring calm and a spirit of hope to our home, to our car when we're driving, or to our own hearts, I think that that's a good thing to do. So,
well, you know, not only a musician, but you do have a practice also. Am I correct on that?
I do a therapy practice with individual patients. I also teach harp to adults privately. And bought an old house, fixing it up. That's practically a full-time job in itself. But all of these things kind of work together. The practice with patients, as I say, it's not an easy time for people. We have a rise in so many diseases and so many conditions, especially mental conditions, bipolar disorder. A lot of people with bipolar disorder write to me and are using Harp of Hope. There's so many people with cardiac problems. My family has a lot of atrial fib, and we are using Harp of Hope to diminish those attacks, those spells. My own brother just went through cancer surgery at Mayo Clinic in 2014, end of the year there, and he had such anxiety during his treatments that he was using Harp of Hope, and he is not a music guy, Mark. This surprised me no end. Of course, I brought it with me saying, here, try this. And he said, I can't sleep without it. It's calming me. It's calmed me down. That he carried it around with him everywhere he went. I've got to be able to put my Harp of Hope CD on. So I'd go back with him into the radiation chamber room and be sure that Harp of Hope was playing before he would lay down to receive his treatment. So, and as I say, he's not a music lover, not a person that I would think would want to have harp music, but it clearly works on the brain stem, and the cells. What vibration therapy really does is changes the rate at which the cells in your body are vibrating. And when you are agitated, nervous, or fearful, the cells are not vibrating optimally. Something is kind of discombobulated there, is my favorite word to describe that state of chaos that sometimes exists in our bodies. So what we believe happens with harp therapy when you use a sequence in a certain way, as my protocol is doing, is that it actually triggers the immune system's own response in your body. So I don't have to know everything about the people listening to the CD. I know what generally will be very palatable to the human brainstem, and I've put it onto a disc. This is basically a treatment on disc. It's 68 minutes. I might do only a 20, 30, 40-minute treatment for a patient but this will be 68 minutes that they can use it before you go to bed at night, begin to build up a habit so that when your ears hear it, the body immediately kind of has a Pavlovian response, like time to relax, time to calm the heart rate, stabilize the heart rate, lower the blood pressure. So it's a whole body help for many things that ail you. You know, we just never quite know maybe why we're suffering a certain symptom. But the fact is, we do know that our body is an entity that is connected. All of these cellular vibrations are building, you know, cells are one level, but then we have molecules, then we have tissue, and then organs, and then the whole organ system. So it's a dynamic whole that we're trying to affect. And when you put good vibrations in, which is what we're trying to do with Harp of Hope, you know that it's going to have a stabilizing and integrating effect upon the whole body.
I was talking earlier about maybe jars or bells or something for the chakras.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, when your chakras are out of alignment, the thought is that different chakras have different tones.
Right.
You mentioned here with your Harp of Hope CD that every cell has a vibration. Everything has a vibration.
That's right.
So, you know, I guess with music, unlike for just the chakra, it's maybe just one tone and it just reverberates, that each cell has different vibrations that they relate to. So with the music, you're really getting kind of a full complement, I guess, of that.
You're right. Sometimes I say it's like with the harp music, it's like receiving a bath of vibrations. So basically, I'm bathing the listener in a wide range, and that's the advantage to the harp. There are 47 strings on a concert grand harp, and there are fewer with the tiny harps. Sometimes people bring little wee harps into nursing homes, and those might have somewhere between 22 and 35 strings. But harps have, when the more strings they have, you can incorporate more bass vibrations also. For the best therapy, you really need a balance of bass and treble vibrations. So I use harps that have at least 33 to 36 strings if I don't bring a pedal harp in, which would have 46 or 47 strings. So, but again, the idea is just what you said. All the cells are vibrating, and they are vibrating at different frequencies depending on whether it's your retina or whether it's the gallbladder or the heart, the cells in the muscle of the heart, or whether it's the digestive tract, which is lined with all kinds of cells of different types. So this way you're going to get a bath of many different vibrations, and not only the foundational notes that you pluck, but harmonics, which are mathematical intervals that the human ear doesn't hear all of these, but the cells receive these vibrations, even what the ears cannot hear. So I often have played for deaf patients and for unconscious patients in the ICU. On some occasions, unconscious patients have even come out of coma states. You have to know what you're doing and do some specific kinds of things to help that. It's not a parlor trick. It's something that, you know, can't happen always. It depends why a person is in that state. But yes, the great diversity of vibrations that is coming off the harp makes it a better instrument for this kind of therapy than some other instruments that would have much more focused tone and might not have as much reverb, might not have as much resonance that sustains. If you notice on the CD, when you hear it, I guess we're going to play a little sample of it. I try to leave white space in between the notes a bit, because you want the resonance to vibrate out from the note. Therefore, people that play in symphonies say, oh my gosh, Diane, I don't know how you can do that. I need to play more notes. I need to play faster and lots bigger chords. But that really is not what is most therapeutic for most patients. They need a simpler melody line with fewer notes that you allow to resonate.
We don't have much time, and yeah, we do want to play maybe just a sample of this. We'll do that towards the end. Maybe one final question here. You know, we've been talking about good vibrations. We haven't been talking about the Beach Boys, but about Harp of Hope and the vibrations for vibration therapy. Are there bad vibrations, and are there vibrations that can really harm a body?
Well, you're picking on one of my favorite soapboxes there. I often say bad vibrations, and this was known throughout history, are going to be vibrations that go against the heart rate, that go against the normal rhythms in our own body. We forget that we have a complex system of rhythms going on. Breathing, respiration, heart rate. We have electrical systems going on, and we've got menstrual cycles. I mean, there are rhythms and cycles going on in human bodies. That is what I'm using, I'm integrating the harp music into that. But when you hear certain kinds of music, I don't want to pick on a particular genre, but I would have to say heavy metal or things that are extremely discordant and alarming or kind of jarring to the rhythms of the body, that isn't going to be therapeutic. Generally speaking, you know, I can't speak for every single person, because some people will say, oh, I love to hear such and such kind of music. But the fact is, we know from studies such as the one we did, we know what works and what does not work in the majority of people. And generally, we need vibrations that we allow those vibrations to breathe with the body and allow the body to receive them in a calming way. Having worked in psychiatry for pretty many years, 3 years recently and a number of years also in with Mayo, we have an awful lot of people coming to the psych units with anxiety issues, and some of them are young people who have said, all I like to listen to is heavy metal and the loudest kind of rock. And you know, I said, well, we might have to think about what rhythms you're putting into your ears, because the ears are the first sense to develop and the last sense to depart. Very powerful sense that controls so many other functions and hormones in the body and enzymatic processes in the body. So we want to be careful that we're feeding ourselves beautiful sounds and hopeful sounds, as I like to say.
Well, let's go ahead and feed ourselves maybe some hopeful sounds here. I'm going to play Angel's Wing Under Us while we find out one more time about that website. We can find out more about Diane Snyder and how to pick up this great CD, Harp of Hope.
Thank you, Mark. Well, simple, go to Harp of Hope, HARPOFHOPE.com, HarpOfHope.com. I look forward to hearing from people too. Any comments, you can email me at healingharpist@hotmail.com or email me from the website. Always happy to hear from people that have suggestions or responses to the CD, and I'll definitely reply to your emails.
All right. You know, I always look for things, especially if I have like high blood pressure, which my blood pressure is up a little bit. Deep sleep, I don't know if I have that problem. Maybe you do. Headaches, it's always great to use something that's not pharmaceutical. Check out Harp of Hope by Diane Snyder. Diane, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here today.
Been listening to Cover. I've been your host, Mark DeWitt, along with Diane Snyder, author of her brand new CD, Harp of Hope. To access this or other audio programming, visit our website, theflypod.com.